They were on the losing side in the Laos theater of the Vietnam War, the side, of course, that we were on as well. They did help us a great deal as our allies, but when they got over here, they had no special deal at all.
So these two cultures collide, and this story revolves around Leah, the small epileptic child of the Hmong family there. One culture says the epilepsy means one thing. The other culture, made up of medical doctors, says it means something else, and her health may be at risk. I mean, what do we learn from either side?
I don't think that either side was 100% right or 100% wrong, and I think that there's much to learn from both. I personally endorse our more rational Western approach. However, I also admire the more spiritual and emotional approach that the Hmong took, and I think Western doctors could learn a great deal from that.
What inspired you to write the book? What connection did you have with the Hmong in the first place?
I had absolutely no connection with the Hmong. It happened entirely by accident, because my brother's freshman year roommate in college, someone that I'd continued to keep in touch with, happened to be a doctor at a small county hospital in Merced, California, that had a lot of Hmong patients. I was talking to him on the phone one day. He said, my patients are interesting, they're difficult, they're challenging, there are a lot of communications problems. And I thought, that sounds interesting. Well, I thought I'd get a magazine piece out of it, but I ended up spending 8 years in writing this book.
For the person who hasn't picked up this book, what lessons can we learn about other cultures by reading it? Is there a good analogy in today's society that we can point to and say, hey, this is another example of two cultures that just don't understand one another?
Oh, there are so many. Let's see, do you have another 10 or 11 hours? I would say, in general, people tend not to be able to see things from the other point of view, or to admit that there might be ways of solving problems or even viewing reality that are different from their own. I see this in the way that we deal with the Middle East. I see it in the way that we deal, let's say, with Europe, and therefore the way Europe views us as a result. We are viewed all over the world as a culture that assumes we are right and is so certain of that fact that there really is no point attempting to see either reality or ourselves from other viewpoints.
Obviously, this is a book that's being read by incoming freshmen at UAB. It's a campus-wide project, and you're going to be a little biased in this answer, I'm sure, but why is your book a good choice, and what does it offer the typical college student coming into college life?
I should say that I had no idea that my book would ever be used in this way. And when I hear that it is being read by an incoming freshman class at UAB or another university, or by incoming medical students at Yale Medical School or elsewhere, I'm always astonished. I thought the topic of this book was so obscure that it would be read by 17 or 18 people and then would immediately go out of print. So I find myself scratching my head. However, I'm hoping that what the students get is the idea that every story has two sides, that cultural conflict can be resolved only if you attempt to see the world from the other person's point of view. I think this is helpful on a global level, but I also think that it's helpful on a personal level if you're trying to get along with a roommate who comes from a background very different from yours. There are some problem-solving strategies for situations like that, I think, hidden in the subtext of this book.